So hello everyone. Guess what? We are still here. And joining me, Sam McClary, today is the lovely Lucy Alderson. Hi, Lucy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Do you know what, actually? I'm better than all right. I'm really good because this week EG has had some phenomenal, and I'm going to say really well-deserved news. So our wonderful Future Female Leaders project, which no doubt many a listener will have heard me talk about quite a lot, has won a really big award. And I am super proud and super happy. And I've been talking to the Future Female Leaders, who are my favourite people in the world, because they're just so uplifting and awesome, and they're gonna go so far, and I'm so excited. And we've got, you know, the second cohort going through training, and they've had to deal with training through lockdown virtually, which is so hard, and they're going to be epic when they get up on stage in April. Hopefully we can do that with a big audience, but we're going to do it fantastically anyway. And we're getting ready to launch a cohort 3 that's going to be a little bit different. But oh lordy, it is going to be powerful. So I'm very good, Lucy Alderson.
Good. It's an impressive list there.
It is, isn't it?
It's a good week's work done there.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it? Can I log off now?
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
Thanks. Bye. But that is the good news. And obviously, the magazine is packed full of really excellent news. There's even more on the website, because we have more pages on a website than we do in a magazine. But there's also in this week's issue a big section on well-being, which is an issue that is very close to our hearts here at EG. I know it's something that you are really passionate about, particularly around mental health and mental well-being. So can you talk us a little bit through what that special this week is leading off, and I know you've got some results of our second survey looking into mental health in the real estate sector too. So over to you, Lucy Alderson.
Yeah, sure. So as everyone might have noticed, we launched our second annual mental health survey in September this year to gather insight into the mental health of property's workforce, and we received nearly 300 responses for it. And the reason why we launch a annual mental health survey each year, we did one last year, this one's the second one, and the reason why we look into this subject is because last year's survey results were quite shocking. So one in four property professionals had considered suicide, and last year's survey saw that stigma was still very much an issue around mental health. So this year we wanted to see whether progress had been made. And obviously, you know, this year has been such an unprecedented year when, you know, the mental health of millions has been tested so much under COVID. We wanted to see how the pandemic has affected the mental health and well-being of the real estate sector. So we've got the results in. Unfortunately, they do make for quite a sobering read. Overall, there has been little progress made since last year. I think that's not such a huge surprise, as COVID has, you know, taken quite a big toll on the mental health of real estate professionals. So just a few headline stats here. So around 67% of survey respondents said COVID has had a negative impact on their mental health. And one of the main kind of drivers for this poor mental health was kind of a lack of job security, feelings of social isolation, and about financial security as well. And then a few other statistics, headline statistics I'll run through as well, is that 44% said their mental health was better working from home, but also 53% said working remotely had a negative impact on their well-being. And we also saw that COVID had set back more meaningful progress which could have been made this year following EG's survey in 2019. So half of all property professionals surveyed said they'd experienced unmanageable stress and or mental health issues in their current role, which is up from 42% last year. And around 77% of respondents said they know of colleagues suffering from a mental health illness or unmanageable stress, which is up from 72% last year. So it does seem like quite not a lot of progress has been made, but there is some kind of progress which has been made in other areas, particularly in destigmatizing discussions around mental health. So a few of the survey stats here is that 69% of property professionals said their company has improved its focus on an approach towards mental health since last year, and 61% said they feel comfortable addressing mental health illness or unmanageable stress with their employer, which is up 20 percentage points from last year. So unfortunately, we've still got a way to go in terms of kind of improving mental health within real estate, but there has been kind of progress made in certain areas. So a bit of a sobering read, to be honest, Sam.
Yeah, it is a sobering read, and you know, I'm sure it's not just real estate professionals, is it? Sometimes it's journalism professionals too. But all of us, I think, you know, this has been such a difficult period, and I think anyone who has managed to smile at any point during the last, gosh, I don't even know how many months it is now. What's November minus March? Oh, anyway, however many months.
Too many months.
Too many months. If you've managed to smile and giggle and do something nice for yourself or someone else, then I think you're doing pretty well right now. So we have to hold on to that. And the other sort of really encouraging element for me in this survey is that about the massive increase actually in how people are feeling more comfortable addressing their mental health illness with their employer. And I know you spoke to a lot of leaders across the sector, and their openness with you and you know, willingness to talk about this is really encouraging to see, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I mean a lot of kind of property leaders that I spoke to said, you know, this year has meant that companies have had to go that extra mile to reach out and make sure that their employees are okay, you know, while we're all separated and working from home. So unfortunately, you know, like it does appear that COVID has had quite a damaging effect on the mental health of, you know, the property's workforce, but it does seem to appear that mental health has been pushed even further up the agenda on for companies. So it's a bit of bittersweet, really. But I think that the main kind of silver lining to take from all of this is that, you know, these conversations are happening and they really are meaningful. So, you know, I think that's a really positive step forward.
Absolutely. And some positive news for all of the office owners and developers out there as well, that we do want to be back in the office in some way, shape or form. It better be a nice office, but people do want to be around each other again. We don't want to all necessarily be stuck at home.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Cushman & Wakefield, George Roberts said that, you know, the role of the office will change. But there is definitely still a need for it. And I think, you know, it'll be really interesting to see going into next year how the future of the office will adapt and change slightly, but will still very much be there and will still very much be needed. So, it's quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. And so there's more in the section than just the survey results, isn't there? I know you spoke to a lot of people around the unfamiliarity, I suppose, for a lot of people working in real estate today of a looming recession, and, you know, the threat of, or not threat, the actual number of redundancies that we're seeing and the uncertainty around furlough and just how that is making people feel, whether you're on the being made redundant side of it or you know, having to do the have those conversations with people to say, I'm really sorry, but you know, I have to make you redundant.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I spoke to quite a few people who have been let go from specifically within the agency sector, where, you know, they have been quite badly hit by COVID. And, you know, we've seen the widespread redundancy programs kind of carry out through this year. I spoke to quite a few people who had been let go as a result of that process. And it's really interesting to hear from those who have gone through this process, how they think it was handled and how, you know, the process could change. You know, I think there's some really kind of useful tips in there for companies to think about and potentially act on. So it's a horrible kind of situation for both parties, really. It's not a great thing to make people redundant. It's definitely not a great kind of feeling to be on the receiving end. So yeah, I hope that people kind of come away with some good takeaways from the articles we've put together.
Absolutely. And if people want to sort of explore all of our content around sort of mental health and wellbeing, we do have a free to access mental health hub. So definitely go and have a look at that. And we've also got in the special pieces looking at how leaders are across the UK's biggest REIT are encouraging a culture of wellbeing in the boardroom and from the boardroom down. And we're looking at design, how design can play a role in improving our mental health and wellbeing, and all sorts of comments from people, from the experts out there. So it's a meaty and it's a harrowing, but ultimately we hope encouraging read for people.
Exactly, definitely.
And also this week, I mean, it is a whopper of an edition, isn't it? It is also includes, if people do feel like they need a little chuckle after reading some of the more sobering pieces in the magazine, they should definitely pick up this week's Lockdown Diaries, which is
yes,
it's so good, isn't it?
It's hilarious. It's I was chuckling along to myself. It's such a good read. Definitely one to read after kind of going through all of our mental health content, I think.
Yeah, definitely. John Forbes, we thank you for your wit and your humour and your humanness and pictures of your dogs. So that is helpful. That always helps us. And we've also got in there a piece with Marvin Rees, who people will know is the mayor of Bristol. He is straight talking. We're talking about sort of inequality and his passion to make Bristol a city of hope and a city without inequality. He knows he's got a really long way to go, but it's a fun and fascinating read there as well. And of course, all the news, all the deals, our regular Resi page, and so much in there, so much more on egi.co.uk/news. So everyone go check it out. But for now, any final words from you, Lucy? I guess we've got Halo next week, haven't we? So we've got a tech bonanza in next week's issue.
We have, yeah. Oh, everybody's in for a treat. You've got double-decker editions of EG for weeks on end. Glorious.
Double-decker editions of EG. I like it. If only they came with a chocolate bar.
Oh, God.
Remember a double-decker? Are you old enough to know double-deckers?
I love a good double-decker.
Are they still around?
I think they're still around, yeah.
They're kind of chewy, aren't they?
They are, yeah. They're not good for like dentures or you know, any basically. But I mean, you know, you could blend it up into a milkshake, you know.
Yeah, you can eat it with a straw. It's a good job Emily Wright isn't still here. Otherwise, we would be fired by now.
Oh.
And removed from the podcast, wouldn't we?
That's very true.
But she's not here, but we still are. And so I think it's probably the safest place for us to end there. Go get yourself a double decker. Go get yourself your copy of VG. Log on to the website. Have a good read. Enjoy. If you feel a little blue, pick up Lockdown Diaries, and we promise that you will not feel blue any longer. That is an EG promise.
Love it.
Thanks, Lucy. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we will still be here next week. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the EG Property Podcast. We hope you found the content insightful and helpful. If you'd like more of the same and to keep up with all the latest news, views, analysis and research that the EG Group has to provide, be sure to sign up to all of our property podcasts and subscribe to Radius Data Exchange for unlimited access to all of our content and comprehensive commercial real estate data.